Tomorrow, Kel's Special K Brook will become that little bit more special as he will make history alongside Frankie Gavin in what will be the first time two British fighters collide for the world welterweight title. But will it deliver? Will it go down as one of the great all-British world title fights? I spoke to former light welterweight and welterweight world champion Ricky the Hitman Hatton to see if any of these fights stood out to him as simply the best.
You probably have to go back to the Ben Eubanks, wouldn't you? You know, Chris Eubank, Nigel Benn, Watson, you know. I think that era was probably the best, but we're on the verge of so many great domestic fights now. But James DeGale just won the world title. A rematch with George Groves could come up. Fantastic domestic class. Cal Frock could fight James DeGale. You've got Cal Frampton, Scott Quigg. That's another fantastic domestic fight.
The Dark Destroyer Nigel Benn fought the flamboyant Chris Simply the Best Eubank for the WBO Middleweight Championship as their rivalry came to a head in 1990 at the NEC in Birmingham. The clash had it all, including the sabotage of Eubank's entrance music, yet he bounced back from two knockdowns to claim the win via a stoppage. Ben told me why he thought the fight was so special.
I didn't really know how hard he can punch and how good he was, really. You know, as much as I couldn't stand him, you know, you've got to tell it where it's due, you know. It was just a great fight, it really was. You know, you don't realise how intense it was. It was on terrestrial TV, so everybody could watch me and Eubanks, you know. I mean, 18 million watching me in fight at Old Trafford, so we had a great fan base.
The Dark Destroyer got another crack at Eubank 3 years later at Old Trafford, but the fight ended in a draw. He seemed to be quite fond of an all-British world title fight, which happened 2 years ago.
I think I like Carl Froch and George Groves' first fight.
Carl the Cobra Froch first defended his WBA and IBF super middleweight titles in 2013 against the then 25-year-old George Groves, who was booed on the way to the ring but soon got the crown on side, flooring the champion in the first round. Froch then had to play catch-up before a controversial stoppage by the referee in the ninth saw him hold on to his belt. In a rematch a year later, the Cobra almost erased the controversy of that victory in front of 80,000 fans at Wembley as he knocked out Groves in the eighth round. I asked Nigel Benn what makes a great all-Brit clash.
Especially having the good British support behind you. That's what it's all about, really. I mean, you know, British public, they like to see a good scrap. Win or lose, they like to see a good scrap. And I think at the end of the day, that's what I always try to do. I always try to give the British public value for money. That was just my joy. It's just something I love doing.
So will the public get that value for money tomorrow with Brook Gavin? Eddie Hearn says it has all the right ingredients.
You bring foreign opponents over and you don't really know a lot about them. We know a lot about Kel Brook. We know a lot about Frankie Gavin. We know that he's talented. We know he won the World Amateur Championship. We know how much he wants it. But it just turns up a level in terms of expectation, in terms of drama, in terms of intensity when you've got two Brits in the ring. You've got the groups of fans, that's one thing. You've got 18,000 in the entire arena, but you just know that little bit more about them. You have the people at ringside, the pundits, you know, the fellow fighters who are friendly with one and not so friendly with the other and vice versa. And the ingredient stylistically is a very aggressive, accurate, sharp puncher in Kel Brook against a technically skilled southpaw in Frankie Gavin.
Hatton says Kel's the favourite for tomorrow night and not many people would argue with that. But it's those fights the Sheffield star has to be careful in.
Everyone's talking as if it's a foregone conclusion and sometimes they're the worst fights for you, you know what I mean? But I don't think he's performed or been at the level that Kel's been at. But if he takes it lightly that one, a little bit, you know, Frankie Gavin, talented, he can turn it on his day. You know what I mean? You never know, he's got to treat this like it's Floyd Mayweather.